time for your week daily look at the NBA and your Charlotte Hornets. It's time for the Hive O'Clock Alarm.
How you doing?
It's Friday. David, it's Friday. And it's April 1st. Yes. We're in a new month.
April Fool's truth. No jokes. No big jokes today, Doug.
No jokes, but I feel like it was kind of an early and cruel April Fool's joke that the Bulls decided to, you know, act like a basketball team and shoot an enormous amount of three-pointers in the fourth quarter against the Rockets to get that victory. So the Bulls win.
Don't try and whip yourself into shape now.
Don't do this, Chicago. Not today. But they did, and that means that even if the Charlotte Hornets win tonight against Philadelphia, they will have to wait to clinch their spot in the playoffs. The Bulls will play on Saturday against Detroit. And Detroit's fighting, scrapping, clawing as well. So if the Bulls decide to revert back to their former selves and lose that game, then the Hornets would clinch. If not, they would have another opportunity on Sunday against the Cavaliers, and the Bulls also play Sunday. So plenty of opportunities left for the Hornets to clinch.
That's right. Hopefully it'll happen one of these days.
In more fun news, the Boston Celtics also played last night, and they lost to Portland. The dream of the 90s is alive in Portland.
Put a bird on it.
Yeah. Portlandia, folks, watch it. It's on Netflix. The Hornets now tied for fourth place in the Eastern Conference with Miami, one game back from Atlanta. Atlanta hosts Cleveland tonight, so that could be a tough game for Atlanta. And then the Heat continue their road trip against the Sacramento Kings. And listen, Sacramento, they've got talent on that team. That's always a wild card team. So, David, it's conceivable, I think, that the Hornets could be tied for third place in the Eastern Conference after tonight. A lot of variables, but it's conceivable.
Yeah, there's so much movement going on and teams playing and not playing and clinching opportunities, but that's turned into the first thing I do every day is check the standings and the scores and see what movement happened between those three teams. So it's kind of crazy, but we're coming down to the end here, Doug. It's going to get super tight.
So tight. But it's definitely more fun than last season, because I remember doing, and we didn't do Hive O'Clock Alarms last season, but we did do, you know, two shows a week. Oh, no. We slept in. Beauty sleep. I remember those shows, and I remember us looking at the standings going, well, you know, we were like the kid from Angels in the Outfield. It could happen, you know, if we reel off three in a row and they lose three, we could be the eighth seed. So
it was a different kind, yeah.
It was a different world. Yeah, so we should give a hat tip and a how do you do to former Hornet Gerald Henderson, who had 24 beautiful minutes in this Celtics loss to Portland, 6 of 11 from the field, 15 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists. And that's no outlier, David. He's playing really well in his new bench role for this Portland team. And you know, I say 15, 5, and 5. That's obviously, those are great stats for 24 minutes, and he did it efficiently. But he's also played a key defensive role on that Portland team off the bench. So you always love it when a former Hornet like Gerald Henderson, who really gave his all for the team in some really tough years, that he goes to another team and finds a place on that team.
Yeah, good to see you, especially after kind of a bumpy start there in Portland for him with injuries and a couple other things. But as long as he doesn't get calling his shot at the free throw line, he should be fine, I think. I think we'll be all right.
That was funny. Yeah, if you haven't seen that video yet, check that out. Gerald Henderson jawing a little bit with DeAndre Jordan, and he says, hey, watch this. I'm going to show you how to hit this free throw. It's the Swaggy P, you know, version of the free throw, like calling it and then missing it terribly.
It's pretty funny.
Noah Vonleh, he was also a basketball player in that game. He got 9 minutes. It's been tough for Noah.
in tough sledding. Still a young guy, though, as we know. So we'll keep monitoring that, I'm sure. And I'm sure that'll get brought up once or twice this offseason as certain contracts and players attempt to be signed here and other places, if you know what I'm saying.
That was awesome. That was. Can you do that on command? That's like crying on command, like NBA analysis on command. There were a lot of buzzwords in there. We should say congratulations also to Caleb on Twitter, one of our loyal Twitter followers. He was listening live last night, and he won two tickets to see the Philadelphia 76ers take on our Charlotte Hornets at Time Warner Cable Arena tonight at 7 o'clock. So congratulations again. If you listen live, you win tickets. We've given away quite a few tickets this season, more than we gave away last season. So we hope to keep that trend moving in the right direction and give away even more tickets and goodies for next season. I have one more giveaway, maybe more, I don't know. But I know I have one more giveaway left for the show, and I'm saving it for the playoffs, and it's a special one. So I'll keep that under wraps for now, but we do have one. It's not tickets, but it is a cool thing that we'll give away. Listen to last night's show. Last night was a great show. It was, you know, I don't say that often. I don't say that about every show. I'm humble, David. But last night's was a really great show. Good conversation with Dustin Pfeiffer, who is the newest member of Hive Talk Live. He's joining us as a special contributor, so you will hear him every week. He's going to bring us one particular story line or player profile as we get ready for these 2016 playoffs. So awesome. Glad to have Dustin on the team. And he started with Courtney Lee, had some great stats and analysis on Courtney Lee. So definitely take a listen to that there on HiveTalkLive.com. We're almost at 20,000 listens for the month of March. I haven't counted it up. I don't know if we quite made it. We did sort of an NPR kind of telethon trying to get to that 20,000 mark. I got to count up the totals. They're a little delayed on Blog Talk Radio, but even getting close to 20,000, that's a pretty cool thing, David.
Thanks for the listens, guys. I hope it's been fun. It's been fun for Doug and myself and Justin and everyone else coming on board. So it's only going to get better, right, Doug? I mean, that's the idea. Keep it rolling, keep it going. More basketball to be played.
Yeah, more basketball to be played, and the Hornets are definitely headed in the right direction. A lot of question marks for this Hornets team as they head into the offseason with some contracts, but it's encouraging for the future of the team that so many players are coming out and expressing not necessarily a desire to stay. No one's coming out and saying, yeah, I'm definitely staying. But you hear the things that you hear that because of course they aren't. You know, you don't want to give up the leverage, but you're hearing the right things. You're hearing, oh, this coach is putting me in the right position, or I love being here, or this is a really good city. And, you know, that's definitely no indication once contracts negotiations start, but it's better than not hearing those things at all.
No, yeah, it's better than hearing, well, we'll just see how it plays out in the offseason, what are some other good ones?
Or I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry that I taped my best friend. Like, you don't want to hear that.
We're just focused on the next game, and we'll address that in the offseason. With some other good ones. Yeah, I mean, it's great to hear. And like you said the other day, they're unprompted, so they feel natural and organic. And so that's a good thing to see. And it's awesome when the team's winning and you see the players. But we've seen that all year. I mean, it was odd, even from the very beginning, the chemistry they had with so many new guys, right? Because you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, it could be good, or it could explode in your face when you get that many new guys. But again, another hat tip to Cho and the front office for picking the right guys. I mean, they do sit down and talk with these guys. Obviously, they know what kind of basketball players they are, but they also try and find out what kind of people they are, and they've done a good job of mixing that together this year.
Well, I think that professionals like to be involved with other professionals. And I think that if you're a professional person, if you're a professional player, and I mean that in the sense that you always come organized, you always come ready to go, you don't like distractions, you like to just do the job. you like being around other guys like that. And I'm sure many of these guys have been in situations where there was one player or a group of players that didn't behave like that, and it made it more difficult for you to get, you know, your stats or you to get into your game, and it certainly hurt the team. So I think that this idea of, okay, we go out, we got to find great players, but we also need to find guys that are professional, because A, it matches the style of our coach, it matches the philosophy of our team, and most importantly, I think, professionals like to play with other professionals, and so that's just going to naturally make your team better.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting about it, Doug, it's still a pretty young team, so they've got a lot of guys, some guys with experience, but for the most part, I mean, even like Batum, I think he's still under 27, so all of their key core guys are still young, and so they've managed to cobble together experience, but also, you know, keep it on the younger side. So, I mean, that's good. That's something you can build on.
Yeah, it's interesting about Batum. This is one thing that I just remembered from Media Day, is that Batum told us that he's been playing professionally since he was 16, 17 years old overseas.
Right.
He would play the professional guys overseas even when he was 16 and 17 years old. And that, you know, that gives him, I think, a different attitude. And it certainly, I think, when you play against professionals for that long, I think it really affects the way he approaches each game, in the sense that, first of all, the game comes a lot easier to him because he's seen it all already. But I think also he doesn't get wrapped up in a series of games or one particular bad game, because we've seen him have some really bad shooting nights, David, but they don't seem to stick around for a long time.
No, he's a pro. I mean, that's obvious. Playing in Portland, good foundation out there for the most part for his time there. They had a lot of success. So, you know, we could go on and on about Nick Batum, but he's been a great addition, and keep your fingers crossed. That's all you can say.
The dream of the Hornets is alive in Portland. All right. That'll do it for us.
How about the standings, Doug? How about the standings?
I love them. I have them posted on my wall. I print them out each morning, and I post them on my wall, just like a poster when you were a teenager.
This could be a whole new world by the time.
Did you have posters on your wall as a teenager? You know, that whole, like, that shtick?
Yeah.
Who was on your wall? Jason Priestley?
Mostly, he's on my screensaver, desktop. Mostly MJ, a lot of MJ stuff.
That's good. That's nice.
Not surprising. Yeah. But no, I was going to say, Doug, it could be a whole new world next time we talk. You know, we could be talking about a playoff team, so. A lot of basketball out there, guys.
Yeah, definitely. Make sure to watch us on Fox 46 this weekend, Sunday, 8:30 a.m. You can watch online, fox46charlotte.com. We'll see you on Sunday. Until then, Hornets fans, all hail the teal and the purple.